KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia. And the Hutchins Family Farm Free Game Show continues with the Coach's Corner, presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And Head Coach Spencer Hessler, as we're conducting this interview, it's after a Tuesday evening practice prior to the last three Mid-Columbia Conference games of the 2025-26 season. Been a roller coaster ride for the Blue Devils, to say the least, but boy, there have been some amazing moments.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when I think back on this year, I'll have a lot of great memories. It's been a fast year for me because, again, it's been my first year, and I've had to just kind of learn a lot on the fly, and I've already kind of can see how I can do some things better next year. But so many great memories, so many big wins, some ones that got away from us for sure, but like I'll think back to that Sage U game a lot, like, you know, stuff like that. Hopefully a big win at Southridge after this Friday will come back. But the kids have been nothing but great. They've worked hard all year long, and they've been a great first group for me to coach.
You mentioned that Sage U game. My word. 71-60, the Blue Devils defeat a Sageview team that added some pieces after the first meeting between the two teams in the Wahai Gym, which in and of itself was a competitive game. 64-54, the Blue Devils victorious, but it was much closer than that. And then to go on the road and win at Sageview 71-60 with all the added pieces that they had was remarkable. And frankly, from a fan standpoint, it was a tremendous high school basketball game.
Yeah, it's fun when you have a vision for how you want the game to go and you work on certain things and you have a game plan. The kids go out and they execute that game plan to a T, and you get rewarded for that. So, again, that was a great one. I mean, look at wins at Hanford. Southridge just lost at Hanford last week. You can kind of see like that's how hard of a place that is to play. So you kind of take stuff, you know, you don't want to take things like that for granted. But that was a big win for us. And then we've had a lot of huge wins at home and also had some really good moments where we've competed on the road and just hasn't come our way. But overall, I think we've battled all year long, and I'm excited to, you know, hopefully get a chance in the postseason to keep playing.
And that Sageview win was part of what was a fabulous week for the Blue Devils. A Tuesday win at Hanford, a Friday win at Sageview, and then capping it off with an overtime win at home, a come-from-behind effort against Hermiston.
Yeah, and I didn't think we played that great against Hermiston as a team. But, you know, those are, like, when you look back on the season, you're like, we've had some tough ones. We got away from us, and that was one that could have got away from us, and we found a way to win, which good teams need to find a way to win, you know, games they shouldn't win. So that one on the road still haunts me a little bit, but I was glad to come back and find a way to get a win at home against them for sure.
With that said, that game at Hermiston, yes, it was just the mother of all heartbreaks without question, but the fact that the Blue Devils trailed in that game at halftime 39-29 and then be in a position to win the game in the closing seconds. I said it before and I'll say it again. It says a lot about this year's ball club.
Yeah, we fight. When we're all bought in together and we trust each other and we compete at all times, we always give ourselves a chance. And we've kind of preached defense all year, like that 60, you know, points per game's kind of been our goal. And if we hold teams around there, I think we'll always have a chance to win. So hopefully these next two or three games, we kind of have a defensive mind approach and we give ourselves a shot at the end.
As far as the Mid-Columbia Conference is concerned, have things gone about the way you expected?
Yeah, we're all pretty close. Look at the standings. Us, Sageview, Southridge, and Hermiston are all a game or two apart. So it kind of shows you how we're all pretty evenly matched. And even against some of the better teams, Kamikin and Kennewick, we've given ourselves a shot in those games as well. So biggest thing is I want to finish this thing out the right way. We got to go on the road Friday and get a huge win against Southridge. And then hopefully take care of business at Tuesday against Pasco, give ourselves a shot in the postseason for a home game.
And that will do it for this edition of our Coach's Corner. It was presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And coming up next, the Todd Kimball starting lineups when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia. And the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the player profile, presented by our good friend and Wahai graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. And we are delighted to be joined by Carson Hayes, another sophomore member of the Wahai Boys Junior Varsity Basketball Team. And Carson, as we're conducting this interview, it is after a Tuesday practice session leading up to Mid-Columbia Conference games at Southridge and at home against Richland. And then, of course, the regular season finale with Pasco over in the Tri-Cities on February the 10th. It has been a tremendous year for the Wahai Junior Varsity. Is there a game that you look at that occurred this season and you say to yourself, that was one memorable game?
I liked the Richland game. It was a good game. Even though we lost, it was back and forth, good competition the whole time. And I feel like as a team, we all got better and we played together really well. So that was good.
And when the season started, was it just a matter of guys getting to know each other and so forth? Got off to a bit of a slow start playing against a very good Lewiston ball club. But after that, things seemed to click very, very well.
Yeah, the first week we had to get to know each other a little bit. We all knew each other, but not good. But then we started building a bond, and it was like just a brotherhood. Yeah, after Lewiston, it just clicked. We got practices were sharper. And we just enjoyed it with each other.
Indeed, and there's been a lot to enjoy this season, without question. So once you got the ball rolling, was it more offense? Was it more defense? Was it a combination of both?
I'd say a combination of both. Our offense has been pretty good all year. We've worked to get our defense up there, and we just kept getting better. And it's just about hustle and effort, I feel like, on our team.
And I would have to say that two of the bigger wins this year, a home-and-home sweep of Chiawana, that had to be awfully exciting, especially the win at Chiawana.
Yeah, it was a good experience. Beating Chiawana is always nice. I mean, yeah, we just went out there, played good, took it to them, got our press going, and just rolled. I don't know.
And as we're conducting this interview, three regular season games remain. What is it going to take for the Blue Devil Junior Varsity to finish the 2025-26 season, a very successful one indeed, in fine fashion?
Just focus on practices, getting working, getting better, and then playing selfless, playing for the team and as a team, just to take it away. Yeah.
And Carson, is there another sport do you participate in at Wahai?
I do soccer and football as well.
All right. Well, now, tell us about your football prowess. Obviously, a very physical game, but it had to be exciting this year to play at such a lovely facility.
Yeah, the stadium was nice. I liked playing with all the players. The coaches were fun. It was just a good experience.
And how about in the spring?
Soccer's fun, too. I love playing it. It's been one of my favorite sports since I was young, and just love the team. Love getting to just play.
And I guess that's not much of a surprise when you consider that your older sister, Corinne, just absolutely loves the sport of soccer. Now, once she leaves the hallowed halls of Walla Walla High School, she's planning to go to Western Colorado. Do you see yourself one day perhaps playing at the collegiate level?
I mean, maybe. There's a chance. I would love to. And, yeah, I just got to keep working for it if I want it.
And do your sister and yourself, do you compare notes at all when it comes to the sport of soccer?
A little bit. It's a little competitive here and there. When we train together, it's pretty fun. We go at it quite a bit.
Well, I have no doubt that you're going to go at it quite a bit as your future rolls on. We're talking soccer. And then before you know it, it's going to be time for football. And before you know it, it'll be another basketball season on the horizon. And we want to thank Carson Hayes very, very much for joining us for our player profile segment. It was presented, as you all know, by our good friend and Wahigh graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. And coming up next, the Coach's Corner, when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Oh, did we finish the interviews that quickly? I'll be darned. All right. Very good. Welcome back to the Pasco High School Gymnasium. Roy Elia. Coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. Been a long night, folks. What can I say? We started at 5:15. It is now 7:48 on this Tuesday night, and we're still a few minutes away from the second half of our Blue Devil basketball doubleheader. The Wahigh Blue Devils will be taking on the Pasco Bulldogs to conclude the regular season of 2025 and 26. We continue our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show with starting lineups presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner, local farmer Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. The starting lineup for the Wahigh Blue Devils, as announced by head coach Spencer Hessler, at guard, Kalama Roberson, 5 feet 11 inches tall, and a sophomore. Micah Eggert at guard, 5 feet 9 inches tall, and a junior. Derek Bingham at a guard slash forward, 6 feet tall, and a junior. Colt Pemberton at a guard slash forward, 6 feet 2 inches tall, and a senior. And Niall Dumpser at guard, 6'1", and a senior. Starting lineup for the Pasco Bulldogs, as announced by head coach Romaine Smith. Max Valencia at guard, 5 feet 10 inches tall and a senior. Rodrigo Espinoza at guard, 5 feet 5 inches tall and a senior. Benny Barraza at guard, 6 feet tall and a senior. Evan Mendoza at forward, 6'1 and a senior. And Lucas Pitzer at forward, 6 feet tall and a senior. Those are the starting lineups for this upcoming contest, the second half of our Blue Devil basketball doubleheader. And it was presented by our good friend, Walla Walla County Commissioner, local farmer Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. And that's going to do it for our pregame show. It was presented by our friends at Hutchins Family Farm. Now a quick look at the Mid-Columbia Conference standings going into this final night of play. Class 4A, no surprise here, the Richland Bombers 18-0 in conference. The Bombers 21-0 overall.
Chiawana, a good season, 14-3 and 17-3 respectively. Kamiakan Braves going into play tonight, 13-4 in the conference, 16-4 overall. Kennewick leading the 3A ranks with an 11-6 conference record. Kennewick 13-7 overall. Then it is Sageview at 7-10 and 10-10. The Walhigh Blue Devils, Southridge Suns, 6-11 in conference play. The Blue Devils 8-12 overall. Southridge 8-11. Hermiston is 5-13 in conference play. The Bulldogs 6-14 overall. The Hanford Falcons rounding out the 4A list, 4-13 and 6-14. The Pasco Bulldogs 2-15 in the conference, 2-18 overall. We'll be back to the Pasco High Gym for the start of this Mid-Columbia Conference boys basketball game between the Blue Devils and Bulldogs after a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at the Pasco High School Gymnasium, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. The Walhigh Blue Devil boys about to take on the Pasco Bulldogs. Earlier this evening, the Walhigh Blue Devil girls victorious over Pasco by a score of 51-41. The Blue Devil girls snapping a five-game losing streak. The boys hoping to snap a four-game skid. Blue Devils seeking their first win since January 24th when they defeated the Hermiston Bulldogs in the Walhigh Gym in overtime by a final score of 68-65. And our first quarter this evening, being presented by our good friend, former Walhigh athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Blue Devils dressed in road black jerseys, royal blue numerals, royal blue lettering, and silver trim. Pasco down to my left, dressing home white jerseys with silver lettering, silver numerals, and purple trim. Both teams out on the floor, and we will be getting this contest underway at 7:53. On this Tuesday night, Colt Pemberton will jump center for the Blue Devils. Will be opposed in the center circle by Pitzer of the Pasco Bulldogs. And we are set and ready to go. Awaiting the official to make his way into the center circle. And awaiting his whistle as well. He's made his way into the center circle. Blows the whistle. And we are underway. The tip controlled by the Blue Devils. Here is Niall Dumpser. And then he has his pocket pick by Pitzer. Pitzer down the far side, lays it up with the left hand and missed it. Rebound off to Cole Pemberton. Pemberton pressured in the backcourt. It's double teamed. And Pasco going to be called for a reach-in foul. Reach-in foul is called on Mendoza. And the Blue Devils will inbound in the backcourt. And Pasco will look to pressure in the backcourt. Last meeting between the two teams in the Walhigh Gym on January 10th. Blue Devils victorious in that one, 64-49. Eggert with the basketball, crosses the midcourt line. Micah Eggert on the dribble. Counts it to Derek Bingham. Bingham, Cole Pemberton. Pemberton on the far side, hands it off to Niall Dumpser. Dumpser to the top of the key. 10 seconds on the shot clock, far side Pemberton. Pemberton looking to drive far side. Five on the shot clock. Gets it on the near side to Dumpser. A three on the way. Going to be short. Rebound off to Bingham. Bingham had it knocked away. It is loose. Taken at the top of the key area by Colt Pemberton. Far side it is Dumpser. Dumpser drives it into the lane. Gets it in for Pemberton. And Pemberton is tied up in the lane. And he is fouled. Didn't handle the ball cleanly. But the good news is a reach-in foul on Pasco. And that is two fouls on Mendoza. And the Blue Devils to inbound on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. The first, a Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Jacob Smith into the contest. He is in for Mendoza. Micah Eggert to trigger the out-of-bounds play by way of an inbounds pass. And we'll toss it into the backcourt. It's run down by Kalama Roberson. Picked up in the backcourt by Valencia. He'll go into the lane. Was grabbed in the lane. No call. Pemberton gets it up top to Eggert. Three on the way. It's good! Bruce Reed, three for Micah Eggert. That means $10 for Big Blue Boosters. Thank you, George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. The Blue Devils up 3-0. We're a minute and 17 and counting into the first quarter. Valencia with a basketball. Dribbles to the near side, guarded by Eggert. Will bounce it on the far side to Barraza. Long three on the way. Going to be an air ball and go out of bounds. Blue Devils will inbound in the backcourt. To do the honors will be Kalama Roberson. Gets it in to Eggert. Eggert gets away from Espinoza. Stops at the top of the key, near side to Dumpster. Dumpster on the dribble, gets it up top to Eggert. Mike into the free throw line up top. Derek Bingham, a three straight away. That's way off the mark. But he hustles, gets his own rebound, saves it inbounds, but right to Valencia of Pasco. Pasco in possession. Here's a three from the far side. It is missed on the far side. That miss on the part of Pitzer. Ball out of bounds near side. And the ball back to the Blue Devils. And a Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Anthony Fleming into the ball game. And he'll replace Espinoza. 6:07 left in the first. Blue Devils 3. Pasco no score. Ball into Eggert. He's picked up in the backcourt by Barraza. Eggert on the dribble. Top of the key to Pemberton. Off for Micah Eggert. Spin move in the lane. Fadeaway jumper is up and good. Eggs all around for Blue Devil Nation. A deuce for Micah Eggert. The Blue Devils up 5-0. Fleming on the far side. The basketball is Barraza. Between the rings to Pitzer. Now on the near side to Fleming. Gets it between the rings to Barraza. Three on the way. Going to be short. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Pasco. Last touch by Smith. And the Blue Devils will possess. 5:33 left in the first quarter. Blue Devils 5. Pasco no score. Ball inbounded far side to Bingham. Now it's Micah Eggert. Eggert crosses the midcourt line on the dribble. He's guarded by Fleming. Around a pick by Pemberton. Picked up in a switch by Smith. Lost the ball to Smith. Smith into the front court. Lays the ball and missed it. Laid it up and missed it. There for the follow is Valencia. He leaves it short. Smith leaves another follow short. And then tips the ball up and in. And it's a 5-2 ball game in favor of the Blue Devils. Bingham with the basketball. Almost lost it. He's called for a carry near side. The ball back to Pasco. On an unforced error. Pasco to inbound on the near sideline in backcourt. Presented by Washington Trust Bank. Here is Fleming. Dribbles to the far side. Against Kalama Roberson. Fleming still on the dribble. Between the rings, here's Valencia. Three straight away. Off the back of the rim. Long rebound off to Kalama Roberson. Roberson, far side on the dribble. Going to take it coast to coast. Shot over Valencia off the glass for two. Kalama Roberson makes it 7-2, the Blue Devils. Roberson scores one for the team. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Three-point attempt out front by Barraza. Off the back of the rim, the Blue Devils in possession of the basketball. Up top with the basketball is Colt Pemberton. Ball knocked away by Fleming. The Devils recover the basketball. It is Roberson on the near side. Roberson up top. Here is Dumpster. Dumpster will drive into the lane. Bouncing inside for Pemberton. Who lays the ball up and in? Well, it's amazing what the penetration will do, right? Results in a Blue Devil basket and a 9-2 edge. Here is Fleming. Gets it in the far corner. Here's a three on the way. Put up and missed, but they're going to call a foul on the Blue Devils. Going to call it on Bingham as Barraza, threw up an air ball from the deep far corner. And a timeout on the floor with 3:49 left in the first quarter. 9-2 the Blue Devils, and we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Your Edward Jones Lawson Knights scoreboard update. Wahine 9, Pasco 2. 3 minutes, 49 seconds remaining to be played in the first quarter. The scoreboard update presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call at 509-524-8277. Don't forget, we'll have Blue Devil basketball for you on Thursday night from Mount Spokane High School. The Wahai Blue Devil girls and Mount Spokane Wildcats to do battle on Thursday night in a play-in game. The winner of the contest will be the number 8 seed into the District 6 tournament, which begins this weekend. The loser of the game will have its season come to an end. Airtime on Thursday night will be 5:30 right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. Out of the timeout period, Barasa at the free throw line. His first Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw rattles in and out. Fouled on a three-point attempt before the timeout period by Derek Bingham. Second attempt by Barasa is good. And it's a 9-3 ball game in favor of the Blue Devils. Another attempt by Benny Barasa. It is up, and it is good. He makes two out of three, and it's a 9-4 ball game in favor of the Blue Devils. And a zip zone Conoco substitution. Barasa checks out of the ball game, and he is replaced by Joseph Cole, a sophomore, 6-foot guard. Micah Eggert with a basketball. Guarded by Fleming. Dribbles far side, and we're going to have a foul called. As Micah made his way to the basket, I should say, and a foul is called on Fleming. That's the third in the quarter on Pasco. And the Blue Devils to inbound on the near sideline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Roberson gets it into Eggert. Eggert against Fleming. Dribbles far side into the lane, bounce it in for Pemberton. His shot in the lane is good. Colt Pemberton with 4 points. And the Blue Devils lead by 7, 11-4. 3:23 and counting left in the first quarter. Pitzer with a basketball far side for Pasco. Up top to Fleming. The next dead ball, Jacob Griffith. Zip zone Conoco substitution for the Blue Devils. And another going to be Gabe Davenport. And a violation far side on Pasco. And the ball back to the Blue Devils on a Pasco turnover far side. Did not get the indication from the official. I think it was a travel call on the far side. But in any event, it's Blue Devil basketball. Gabe Davenport in the backcourt. Guarded by Valencia. Now it is Eggert. Far side. Here is Roberson driving. Throws up a runner. It's in and out. No good. And the rebound comes off to Cole. Heartbreak there for the Blue Devils, who continue to lead 11-4. Here is Fleming near side. Stops in deep. Now it's Valencia on the near wing. Gets it up top. Here's a three straight away by Sanchez. It's no good. Rocky Sanchez with that attempt out front. And the Blue Devils come away with a basketball. 2:40 and counting left in the first quarter. 11-4, the Blue Devils. Far side Pemberton. Pass inside for Griffith. Ball off his hands. Saved inbounds by Valencia to Cole. Blue Devils turn it over. Fleming with a basketball. Hands it off to Valencia. Now on the near side, it goes to Cole. Gets it up top to Sanchez. On the far side to Pitzer. Between the rings to Fleming. Fleming around a pick. Going to put it up near side. Looks good. Is not. Just short. The rebound off to Gabe Davenport. Now it is Kalama Roberson in possession of the basketball. 11-4 the Blue Devils. 2:05 and counting. Left in the first quarter. Eggert bounces it high post to Roberson. Roberson double-teamed for a moment, and he's grabbed and fouled by Fleming. Fleming with the foul. That is his second. And that's the fourth in the quarter on Pasco. And a zip zone Conoco substitution. Barasa is back into the game. And the Blue Devils to inbound on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. In the near corner to Davenport. That's it up top to Pemberton, near side. Colt off for Micah Eggert. Eggert will drive into the lane. Stops in the lane. Fadeaway jumper in the lane. Good! More eggs for Blue Devil Nation. This time, let's make them over easy. 13-4, the Blue Devils, 136 and counting left in the first quarter. Driving near side with a basketball is Cole, near corner Valencia for three. An air ball and the rebound off to Pemberton. And now it is Micah Eggert. The next dead ball, Derek Bingham will re-enter the Wahigh lineup. Eggert on the near side to Pemberton. Inside for Jay Griff. One dribble, reverse lay-in, up and no good, a heartbreak. He was in and out, but he gets his own rebound. It is Eggert inside for Roberson for an uncontested lay-in. Excellent ball movement by the Blue Devils. A nice job by Jay Griff to keep the possession alive off of his miss. And it leads to a Blue Devil goal. And the Blue Devils lead 15-4. We're in the final minute. Time remaining first quarter. Barrasso with a basketball. One dribble near side Valencia. Valencia driving near side. Throws up a runner. No, but they're going to call a foul on the Blue Devils. Called on Micah Eggert. And Valencia to the stripe. For a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. That just the second team foul in the quarter on the Blue Devils. Valencia shooting two. The first. Good. Zip zone Conoco substitutions. Derek Bingham, Luke Higgins in for the Blue Devils for Cole Pemberton and Micah Eggert. 15-5 the Blue Devils, 47 and 2/10 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Second attempt by Valencia. Off the front of the rim. High for the rebound is Derek Bingham. Bingham into the front court. Between the rings. Angles near side. It's off to Higgins. Luke Higgins passing the far side. Knocked away by Valencia. Saved in bounds by Valencia to Cole. Cole has the ball knocked away. Recovers it. And that is knocked away again by Roberson. And the ball will stay with Pasco. 29.7 seconds left in the first quarter. Blue Devils 15. Pasco 5. Cole with the basketball. Far side to Smith. Between the rings to Cole. Joseph Cole, a couple of dribbles on the left hand. Far side, Barrasso. 12 seconds on the shot clock. Here is Valencia pulling up at the top of the key for a jumper that's no good. They're going to call another foul on the Blue Devils. Saying Luke Higgins got him across the wrist. I don't know about that. Valencia at the stripe. For two more Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. First one, he missed it. Some poetic justice, and it remains 15-5, the Blue Devils, with 11 and 7/10 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Another attempt coming for Valencia. Redhead puts it up and got it. Ball inbounded to Derek Bingham in the backcourt. 8 seconds left in the quarter. Derek Bingham crosses the midcourt line with five. He'll drive into the lane, get in the far corner, Davenport for three. It's off the glass and good! Holy Toledo! I didn't realize the bank was open this late on a weeknight, but it most certainly is. Just ask Gabe Davenport. And here at the end of the first quarter, Wahigh 18, Pasco 6, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The second quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahigh athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Welcome back to Pasco High School. Roy Eliah coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. Wahigh Blue Devil girls, winners earlier this evening over Pasco, 51-41. Wahigh Blue Devil boys leading Pasco after one quarter by a score of 18-6. The Blue Devils gave up just one field goal in the first quarter. Blue Devils had 8 field goals in period one, 2 from Bruce Reed territory. That means $20 more for Big Blue Boosters. Compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. And Pasco to inbound to begin the second quarter, and a long, long, long timeout. Guys, it's a school night. Thank you. We start the second quarter at 8:11 on this Tuesday night. Valencia with a basketball. Pasco with the ball first. High post. Here is Cole. Cole into the lane. Puts it up far side. Missed it. Good defense by Derek Bingham, and he claims the rebound. Derek into the front court on the dribble. Stops far side. Bouncing high post to Jay Griff. Jay Griff almost had his pocket pick. Hands it off for Davenport. A three out front is good! Another Bruce Reed three for Gabe Davenport. $10 more for Big Blue Boosters. Thank you, George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. I keep saying it. We don't want a sofa. We will keep our Davenport. Thank you very much. Three put up and missed near side by Cole. Blue Devils with a rebound. Derek Bingham in the front court. He is picked up by Cole. Found a pick by Jay Griff. Pass on the far side. It goes to Luke Higgins. Now to Derek Bingham. Bingham will drive into the lane. Drop it off inside for Jay Griff. Jay Griff, one dribble. He is tied up in the low block. He is tied up by Cole. And the alternating possession favors the Blue Devils. And the Blue Devils will inbound with 8 seconds on the shot clock. 6:55 left in the second quarter. Blue Devils 21, Pasco 6. Blue Devils to inbound on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Bingham to get it in. Far corner to Gabe Davenport. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Along the baseline he goes. Now in the wing. Bounce it up top to Bingham. Bingham into the lane. Little finger roll is up and good as the shot clock expires. Derek Bingham with his first two of the game. The Blue Devils 23 and Pasco 6. Near side with the basketball is Cole. Up top for Sanchez, Rocky Sanchez. Long three out front over Higgins is good. Good looking shot by Sanchez. A little flop at the end, but thankfully the official didn't fall for it. No pun intended, right? 23-9, the Blue Devils. Bingham with a pass inside for Jay Griff. His shot up and no good. Gets his own rebound. And now he is tied up near side. And a timeout called by the Blue Devils just before Jay Griff got a pass on the far side to Kalama Roberson for a lay-in. Tough luck there for the Blue Devils. But with 6:08 left in the second quarter, the Blue Devils with a 14-point lead, 23-9, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming, but hey, even if the weather stays chilly, L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilburella spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Trusted name in the valley, L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back at Pasco High School, Blue Devils with multiple substitutions during the timeout period. An offensive foul called on Nate Allen. Allen running over Valencia down in the low block. The Blue Devils, after multiple substitutions, going with Micah Eggert, Nate Allen, Derek Bingham, Niall Dumpser, and Colt Pemberton. Blue Devils, a 2-2-1 zone press. broken by Pasco. Barasa near side. And we're going to have a whistle blown and an injury to Pasco. Andy Lopez, a Zip Zone Conoco substitution for the Bulldogs, is down. And it doesn't look good. As a member of the Pasco training staff, makes her way out onto the floor to tend to Lopez. Looks like it might be a problem with his right ankle. And that'll stop the clock with 5:51 remaining to be played in the second quarter. The Blue Devils leading Pasco by a score of 23-9. And Lopez gets a nice round of applause as he is escorted to the near sideline. And checking in for him, substitution presented by Zip Zone Conoco, is Jacob Smith. 22 seconds on the shot clock. Pasco to inbound right in front of Coach Hessler on the near sideline. Cole on the near side of Valencia. Free throw line extended. One bounce gets it in for Pitzer. He'll dribble to the wing, get it up top to Smith. On the far side it goes to Cole. Free throw line extended. Gets it up top to Pitzer. One dribble, stops the free throw line. Jumper on the way is off the back of the rim. Derek Pingham high for the rebound. And Derek will bring it out of the backcourt on the dribble for the Blue Devils after collecting that carom. Derek Bingham into the lane. Dribble the ball off his foot and the ball to Valencia. Blue Devils turn it over. Valencia bounce it up top. Here's Pitzer for three. And that one is not close. And the rebound off to Pemberton. On the near side to Micah Eggert. 23-9 the Blue Devils approaching the 5-minute mark. Time remaining second quarter. Here is Dumpster in the lane. Bounce pass inside. Shot put up and missed by Pemberton. Loose ball out front taken by Valencia of Pasco. Valencia on the near side to Cole. Cole against Pemberton goes into the lane, lost the basketball. Knocked away by Colt, taken by Derek Bingham. Bingham into the front court, in the near corner to Eggert, on the wing to Dumpster for a three that is off the rim, no good, and the rebound off to Pitzer. Pitzer to Valencia. 23-9 the Blue Devils, 4:40 and counting left in the second quarter. Is it just me or is it a dead crowd here tonight? Well, it's late. It's Pasco turns the basketball over, an errant pass inside by Barasa, taken by Niall Dumpster. High post, Bingham with a basketball. Looking to drive on Barasa far side, throws it up, no, but a foul is going to be called on Barasa. That is his first. Derek Bingham to the free throw line for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The next dead ball, Sanchez will re-enter for Pasco. Free throw by Derek is up and good. Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Oh, for crying out loud. That free throw not going to count. They say a violation on the shooter. All right. And the next free throw by Derek is no good, and Pasco claims the rebound. Pasco in possession, trailing 23-9. Approaching the 4-minute mark. Time remaining second quarter as Smith goes into the lane. Can't score. Rebound off to Pemberton. Pemberton into the front court. Gets away from Valencia with a nice spin move. Pass on the near side. Stolen by Valencia. Now on the near side at Sanchez. Against Nate Allen. Runs into Allen. Throws it up off the glass and good. And we have a timeout called by the Blue Devils with 3:47 left in the second quarter. Blue Devils 23, Pasco 11, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta at 2555 East Isaacs features handcrafted pizzas, savory pastas, fresh salads, and crowd-pleasing appetizers. Remember Pappy's when you need a caterer for your next event. We can tailor our extensive menu for everything from casual get-togethers to team meetings to staff appreciation days to formal affairs for up to 100 people. To learn more about Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, our menu, and the catering services we offer, visit our website at pappyspizzaandpasta.com. That's PappysPizzaAndPasta.com.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Wahai 23, Pasco 11. 3 minutes, 47 seconds remaining to be played in the second quarter. Scoreboard update. Presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Out of the timeout period, the Blue Devils will inbound the basketball. The Blue Devils with a 12-point cushion, 23-11. They led 18-6 at the end of the first quarter. Pascoe will pick up in the backcourt out of the timeout period. Kalama Roberson to inbound the basketball for the Blue Devils. Gets it into Eggert. He's immediately double-teamed. Now gets away from the double-team. Pass on the near side to Allen. Nate on the near side to Eggert. A three on the way by Micah is off the back of the rim and over the backboard. And the ball back to Pascoe. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Fleming is back for Pascoe. He is in for Valencia. 3:38 left in the second quarter. The Blue Devils by a dozen. 23-11. Both teams have scored 5 points here in the second quarter. Fleming in the backcourt against the Blue Devils' own press. There's a pass far side by Fleming, knocked out of bounds by Roberson, and the ball will stay with Pascoe. Ball to be inbounded far side by Barraza. Gets it into Fleming. Fleming crosses the midcourt line. Fleming into the lane and is harassed a bit, knocked to the deck and fouled. That foul on Kalama Roberson is his first. And Fleming to the stripe for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. First one by Fleming misses off the front of the rim. Pascoe now 4-for-8 for the free throw line of the game. The Blue Devils have attempted just one free throw in the contest. Second attempt by Fleming is good. It's 23-12 in favor of the Blue Devils. Pass going to man-to-man defense. Here is Eggert driving far side on Fleming. Sit in the far corner to Dubser. Now it's up top to Pemberton. A three over Smith. Off the back of the rim, no good. And the rebound taken by Cole of Pascoe. Now it is Fleming. Fleming into the front court. Fleming into the lane. Fleming stops. Far side it goes to Sanchez. Up top to Cole. Now it's Smith on the near side. Now it's Fleming. 13 seconds and counting on the shot clock. 2:48 and counting left in the second quarter. 23-12 the Blue Devils. And another foul is going to be called on the Blue Devils on a drive by Fleming. And that foul is called on Micah Eggert. That's the third in the quarter on the Blue Devils, the second on Eggert. Zip zone Conoco substitutions. Derek Bingham is back along with Gabe Davenport. Niall Dumpster to the sideline along with Micah Eggert. 23-12 the Blue Devils, 2:45 left in the second quarter. Sanchez to inbound on the baseline. Gets it in on the near side to Barraza. One dribble to the wing, now it's Fleming. Fleming with a basketball. Far side it goes to Cole. Cole between the rings to Barraza. Barraza one dribble on the far side to Sanchez. In the far corner it goes to Cole. 13 on the shot clock. Puts one up inside. Missed it. Gets his own rebound after it went off of Pemberton's hand. And here's a three out front up and good for Sanchez. Sanchez doing his best to keep Pascoe in the game. It's now 23-15 in favor of the Blue Devils. Sanchez has 8 here in the second quarter. Here is Roberson into the lane. He will put it up. And in! Determination on the part of Kalama Roberson pays off in a Blue Devil bucket. He has 6 points in the game. The Blue Devils up 10, 25-15. Here is Fleming on the far side. Here's a three put up. That is an air ball, and it's knocked out of bounds by Smith. The attempt on the far side by Cole, and the ball back to the Blue Devils. Zip zone Conoco substitutions. Jacob Griffith has re-entered for the Blue Devils, and back for Pascoe, Valencia, and Pitzer. 1:48 left before halftime. 25-15, the Blue Devils. Derek Bingham with the basketball against Fleming. Hands it off out front to Colt Pemberton. Near side to Gabe Davenport. Davenport up top to Derek Bingham. Bingham almost had his pocket picked, but a reach-in foul is going to be called on a disbelieving Fleming. And that is 3 personal fouls on Fleming. And a zip zone Conoco substitution for Pascoe. Barraza to re-enter. and he is in for Fleming. The Blue Devils will inbound on the baseline in front court, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Nice to see Peter Allen in attendance this evening. The Eggert family also represented here, as well as the Roberson family, just to name a few. Ball in near side to Pemberton, hands it off to Bingham. Bingham into the lane, hits it in the far corner. Jay Griff for three. It's off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound deflected near side. They're going to call a foul on the Blue Devils. The ball was deflected inside, and then Barasa came to the side. The near side got the ball, and then they blow the whistle. That's ridiculous. If you have a foul, that's fine, but don't wait till tomorrow to call it, for crying out loud. That's four in the quarter on the Blue Devils. A little difficulty with the clock. 1:22 now showing on the game clock, 27 on the shot clock. 25-15, the Blue Devils. Pitzer far side with a basketball. Up top for Sanchez. Sanchez far side, Barasa. Three on the way by Barasa. In and out of heartbreak. High for the rebound, Derek Bingham. Nice rebound on his part. Blue Devils looking to build on a 10-point lead, 25-15. Here is Bingham down the far side. Throws it up too hard off the rim. And the rebound off to Valencia. Bounce it on the far side to Sanchez. Sanchez gets it to Valencia. Down the middle. Shot blocked by Pemberton and taken by Bingham. Valencia goes to the deck. Near side here is Jay Griff. Jay Griff driving. Gets it inside for Pemberton, who lays it up. No good. They're going to call an offensive foul on the Blue Devils. They call it on Jay Griff. And I might point out, this is the same official that at Southridge a couple of seasons ago called a foul on the Blue Devils in a tie game with 0.8 of a second to go. Just thought you'd like to know. Double team near side, a near knock away, and the ball finally lost. Taken by Davenport, gets it off to Roberson, who goes to the other end, lays the ball up and in, as the ball was lost by Cole. Taken by Davenport, gets it ahead for the lay-in. Paloma Roberson with 8 points in the game. 27-15, the Blue Devils. Here's a pass in the lane for Valencia for a lay-in, off an assist by Sanchez. Valencia with his first field goal of the game. Here is Bingham in the far corner to Jay Griff. Gets it inside for Pemberton. Pemberton in the low block. Lays the ball up and in. Colt with a half dozen. 29-17, the Blue Devils. Down to 3 seconds left in the quarter. Valencia will throw one up near side. It is an air ball. And here at the halftime, the Wahai Blue Devils 29, the Pasco Bulldogs 17. We'll be back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back once again at the Pasco High School Gymnasium, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil boys leading the Pasco Bulldogs 29-17. A halftime report presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at land title of Walla Walla County, 33 East Main Street in Walla Walla. We begin our land title of Walla Walla County halftime report with halftime statistics presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. First half scoring for the Blue Devils, Kalama Roberson with 8, Micah Eggert with 7, Derek Bingham with 2, Gabe Davenport with 6, Colt Pemberton with 6. The Blue Devils 13 first half field goals, 3 from Bruce Reed territory. The Blue Devils 0 for 1 from the free throw line, and the Blue Devils were called for 8 personal fouls. For Pasco, Valencia with 4, Fleming with 1, Barrasso with 2, Sanchez with 8, and Smith with 2. Pasco, 5 field goals in half number 1, 2 from outside the arc. Pasco, 5 for 9 from the free throw line, and Pasco was called for 6 personal fouls. Again, our halftime statistics presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. In our halftime score, Wahai 29 and Pasco 17. And we'll continue our land title of Walla Walla County halftime report after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy, tastes good.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at the Pasco High School Gymnasium, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil boys leading the Pasco Bulldogs 29-17. And our land title of Walla Walla County halftime report continues with the following. We will be in Spokane on Thursday to bring you a contest between the Wahai Blue Devil girls and Mount Spokane Wildcats. That contest to determine the number 8 seed into the District 6 tournament, which begins this weekend. The winner of that contest will be the number 8 seed and play top-seeded Ridgeline in the opening round of that District 6 tournament. The loser will see its season come to an end. The tip-off is scheduled for 6 o'clock on Thursday night. We plan to take the air at 5:30 right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. Don't forget the annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction set for March the 28th at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds. Doors will open at 5 o'clock. Dinner will be served at 6. Tickets are available for $50. Table sponsorships are also available. And please, 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 if you go to the event, give some serious consideration of putting down a bid or two or three or five or seven on some of the silent auction items that will be there. And give some consideration to having some fun and bidding time and time again on the live auction items as well. All going to be part of the annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction scheduled for March the 28th at 5 o'clock at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds. And that's going to do it for our halftime report. It was presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, handling all kinds of real estate transactions, both commercial and private, including broker and for sale by owner transactions. 33 East Main Street is where you'll find Land Title of Walla Walla County. In our halftime score, Wahai 29, Pasco 17. We'll have second half action for you from the Pasco High School Gymnasium after a 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
American Air Heating and Cooling is the Walla Walla Valley's one and only independent train dealer. It's hard to stop a train because train HVAC systems are built to last. Train's famous commitment to reliability is evident in every product they build, which makes peace of mind a hallmark for their customers. At American Air Heating and Cooling, the quality of train equipment is the foundation of our commitment to excellence, leading to several Best of the Best awards over the years. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
Did you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for 90 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial advisors like Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter most. When planning your future, why not work with a local firm that truly cares? Visit Bill and Brandon at 102 West Main Street. Fleener Zaro Wealth Management, a member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The third quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Pasco, the first possession of this third quarter. Near side with the basketball is Mendoza. Gets it up top to Sanchez. Near side Mendoza. A three on the way. Off the back of the rim, no good. Long rebound off to Valencia. Gets Eggert off his feet. Throws it up and missed it. And the rebound off to Micah Eggert. And he has the ball knocked out of bounds on the baseline. And the ball will stay with the Blue Devils. Pasco will pick up in the backcourt. Derek Bingham inbounds it to Micah Eggert. Picked up in the backcourt by Fleming. Crosses the midcourt line, hands it off to Bingham. He'll make that Roberson. He explodes down the near side and puts the ball up and in. Kalama Roberson with 10. 31-17, the Blue Devils, 7:23 and counting left in the third quarter. Sanchez with a basketball. Near side, Pitzer. Pitzer into the lane, puts it up just inside the free throw line for two. Pitzer with his first two of the game, and it's 31-19 in favor of the Blue Devils. Eggert near side dumpster, three on the way. Off the rim, no good. Rebound off to Eggert. Eggert dribbles to the far side. Now out front against Fleming. Bounce it to the high post. Ball knocked away from Bingham by Valencia, but recovered by Eggert. Gets it inside for Pemberton. Pemberton double team. Gets it off for Dumpser. Cutting to the goal from the near side. Lays it up and in. A Dumpser fire for the Blue Devils here in the Tri-Cities. Gives the Blue Devils a 33-19 lead. Outstanding pass by Pemberton to a cutting Dumpser near side. Here is Valencia driving into the lane, and he puts the ball up and in off the glass. 33-21, the Blue Devils pass far side. An errant pass taken by Pitzer. Pitzer down the far side against Eggert. Cut off on the far side by Eggert. Spin move in deep on the right-hand side. Swings the elbows, and they're going to call a foul on the Blue Devils, despite the fact that Pitzer swung his elbow. The foul is called on Roberson. Pass go to inbound on the baseline. Presented by Washington Trust Bank. With 6:20 left in the third quarter. Bounce in far side to Pitzer. Up top to Fleming. Guarded by Kalama Roberson. Far side to Pitzer. Pitzer gets it up top. Here is a three-pointer put up by Mendoza. It's off the mark. And the rebound off to Derek Bingham. Now to Micah Eggert. Micah crosses the midcourt line. He's guarded by Valencia. Nearly had his pocket picked. Hands it off to Roberson. Roberson now picked up by Valencia. He drives near side, drops it off in the lane for Pemberton, who lays it up, missed it, gets it back in the lane, being harassed, being grabbed, being slashed, and being fouled. And that foul is the third on Mendoza. In a Zip Zone Conoco substitution, Rossa checks in. He is in for Mendoza. Blue Devils inbounding on the baseline in front court. Ball into Bingham. The ball lost, taken by Pasco. Blue Devils get sloppy on the out-of-bounds play. Near side, here is Pitzer, open for three. It's good. And Pasco to within nine. It's 33-24, the Blue Devils. 2.5 minutes into quarter number three. Eggert with a basketball. Picked up in a switch. Almost forced into the backcourt by Sanchez. Gets it in the near corner. Shot on the way. Put up and good. 4-3 by Niall Dumpser. A Dumpser fire from the near corner. That Bruce Reed three means $10 more. Thanks to George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. Those $10 for Big Blue Boosters. And here is a drive far side by Valencia. He drives. He scores. And he's fouled. And that is two team fouls in the quarter on the Blue Devils. And Valencia to the stripe for a Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw, looking to complete a three-point play, and he does. Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Gabe Davenport checks in. He is in for Micah Eggert. 36-27, the Blue Devils. 5:07 left in the third quarter. Here is Dumpser into the front court. Gets it in the far corner to Davenport. Now it is Niall Dumpser. Near side to Kalama Roberson. Now it's Derek Bingham with a basketball. Driving on Pitzer. Throws it up on Pitzer. Can't score. Rebound off to Pemberton. Pemberton roughed up a bit in the lane. Puts it up and misses it. And the rebound off to Valencia. He has the ball knocked away. It's taken by Dumpser. And then he has the ball knocked away. It's taken by Pitzer. Pitzer almost had it knocked away. Now it's Sanchez on the far side. Things getting a little chippy here in the Pasco High Gym on this Tuesday night. 4.5 minutes and counting left in the third quarter. Here is Fleming going in. And they're going to call another foul on the Blue Devils. He does occasionally call something on Pasco. I hope he does. I hope he does occasionally call something on Pasco. Because he is obsessed with calling fouls on the guys in the black shirts. Kalama Roberson has called for that foul. That's his third. And Fleming to the stripe. Bailed out. Free throw. It's good. Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Roberson checks out. He is replaced by Nate Allen. Cole is back in for Pasco. Another free throw coming for Fleming. Pasco trailing by only 8, 36-28. The free throw, he missed it. And the rebound comes off to Derek Bingham. Coach Hessler wants a timeout. And the timeout is granted with 4:26 left third period. 36-28 the Blue Devils, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Spring is calling, and your next trip starts right here in Walla Walla. Fly from the Walla Walla Regional Airport with Alaska Airlines. Skip the drive and enjoy free parking, quick check-in, and friendly hometown service. From weekend getaways to springtime adventures, Alaska Airlines connects you worldwide with comfort and reliability. This spring, take off the easy way. Fly local, fly Walla Walla, where parking is always free. Book your ticket today at alaskaair.com.
KGDC Walla Walla.
36-28 the Blue Devils. We are in the third quarter of this Mid-Columbia Conference boys basketball game. Earlier this evening, the Wahai Blue Devil girls victorious over Pasco. A final score of 51-41. We are in the third quarter of this Mid-Columbia Conference boys basketball finale. We have 4 minutes and 26 seconds remaining to be played in the third quarter. 36-28 in favor of the Blue Devils, who led after one quarter 18-6 and 29-17 at the halftime break. Pasco with 11 points here in the third quarter compared to the Blue Devils' 7. Nile dumps her with the basketball. Is it knocked away by Valencia? It's taken by Barraza. Blue Devils turn it over. Barraza far side with the basketball. Off to Fleming. Fleming out front with the basketball. Driving. Near side, Valencia. Now it's on the far side. Driving is Cole. Cole muscles his way into the lane, puts it up, and missed it. In and out of heartbreak, and the rebound off to Bingham. Bingham into the front court. Bingham near side on the dribble against Barraza. Cut off by Barraza. Far side to Davenport. A three on the way by Gabe is in and out, no good, and the rebound comes off to Pasco. Taken by Cole. Now it's Fleming with a basketball. Guarded by Nate Allen. Here is Fleming with step-back jumper for three, and it's good, and Pasco right back in the game. 36-31 in favor of the Blue Devils. Here is Dumpster bouncing it inside for Pemberton. Pemberton gets free and scores! And we have a whistle and a stoppage in play. Now, what is that call for? Are they calling a delay of game warning on the Blue Devils? Not exactly sure. And a timeout on the floor with 3:25 left in the third quarter. 38-31 the Blue Devils, and we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Blue Devil Radio presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Like humans, poor dental health in pets can lead to bad breath, tooth loss, infections, malnutrition, and a host of other medical problems. Your veterinarian can show you how to keep your pet's teeth clean and healthy, as well as provide dental care when it is needed. Make regular dental care a part of a comprehensive health care plan for your pets today. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Your Edward Jones Lawson Knights scoreboard update. 3:25 left in the third quarter. Wahai 38, Pasco 31. Scoreboard update presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. There's a shot down low by Valencia that bounces around multiple times and falls in. And it's a five-point game, 38-33, the Blue Devils. Blue Devils took the crowd out of the game early in this contest, but now the crowd very much involved. Davenport with the basketball, pass on the far side, knocked away. Saved in bounds by Valencia. And Davenport will let it go out of bounds near side, the ball to the Blue Devils. Blue Devils need to take better care of the basketball. Here is Micah Eggert into the front court against Valencia. Picked up in a switch by Sanchez. Here is Eggert driving. Stops in the low block. hits it on the near side to Bingham. Bingham into the lane against Cole. Throws one up, missed it, gets it back. And he's roughed up in the lane, puts it up, missed it again, and the rebound comes off to Cole. Blue Devils need to get back defensively as Valencia goes for a lay-in near side, and Pasco now to within three. ...38-35 the Blue Devils, 2:06 and counting left in the third quarter, and near steal by Valencia. Here is Eggert driving far side. Eggert into the lane, lost the ball, recovered it. Gets it up top to Derek Bingham. Bingham will drive on Cole, goes into the lane. Cole flops, shot put up, around it in for Derek Bingham. Big basket there for the Blue Devils, who lead 40-35. Fleming near side with a basketball. The next dead ball, Pitzer, will return to the Pasco lineup. Valencia on the baseline of Cole, gets it inside for Sanchez, puts it up, blows it. But the ball saved in bounds. They're saying, what is that call for? Oh, my goodness. This is ridiculous. They call a foul on Nate Allen. This is getting absolutely absurd. As Pasco will inbound on the baseline in front court, trailing 40-35. Looked like it was going to be Blue Devil possession, but they call a foul on Nate Allen. Only after the Blue Devils claim possession. Near side here is Valencia. Got a pick. Stops the free throw line. Jumper on the way is off the mark. High for the rebound is Colt Pemberton. Now it is Micah Eggert in possession. 1:15 and counting left in the third. 40-35 the Blue Devils. Derek Bingham in possession. Driving on Cole, goes into the lane. And now an offensive foul is going to be called. Oh, my God. What an embarrassment. They call a moving screen on Nate Allen. Bingham was being roughed up in the lane. No call there. Oh, but we're going to call a foul on Nate Allen. Let's just make it up as we go along, boys. Final minute, time remaining, third quarter, and here's a bad pass by Barasa over the head of Pitzer and out of bounds, and a zip zone Conoco substitution, Niall Dumpser, into the Blue Devil lineup for Micah Eggert. The Blue Devils inbound on the far sideline in backcourt. The Blue Devils, five fouls here in the third quarter to just one for Pasco, and a zip zone Conoco substitution for Pasco. Smith is in for Barasa. Derek Bingham front court against Cole. Pulls up at the free throw line. Jumper going to be well short. Saved inbounds by Davenport, but saves it to Fleming. Not a good possession for the Blue Devils. Fleming will throw it in the lane. Almost got away, but it's taken up near the midcourt line by Pitzer. Now it's in the far corner. Here is Fleming for three, and that one is good. Fleming, a fake on the far side, hits the three, and it's a two-point ball game. 40-38 in favor of the Blue Devils. Bingham, Cole is all over him. And oh my gosh, they call a foul on Pasco. What do you know about that? A long time coming. Cole with the foul. His first. Blue Devils need to keep their composure and their poise. The second team foul in the quarter on Pasco. Blue Devils inbounding on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. In the near corner, dumps her for three. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound goes through the hands of Cole, taken on the far side by Bingham. I think they'll go for the final shot of the quarter here. We're down to 13 seconds. Bingham on the dribble against Cole. Cole is all over him, and they're going to call over and back as Bingham stepped on the midcourt line, and the ball back to Pasco. Again, they're not calling the contact on Cole. He's reaching in time after time, and it's not being called for the most part. A zip zone Conoco substitution. Barasa checks in. He is in for Smith. Pasco can tie the game or take the lead here with 7 7/10 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Ball into Fleming. He's going to launch it near side, an air ball. It'll go out of bounds. Really don't understand that shot from some 30 feet away. Blue Devils get a break and the ball back with 4.1 seconds left in the third quarter. Davenport, far side, Luke Higgins. Higgins to midcourt, throws it up at the buzzer off the backboard. And after three periods of play, Wahi 40, Pasco 38, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The fourth quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahi athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Welcome back to Pasco High School. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Pasco High gym, the Wahi Blue Devils leading, but by only 2 points, 40-38. After three periods of play, Pasco outscored the Blue Devils in the third quarter, 21-11. Pasco had 17 points in the entire first half of this ball game. Blue Devils will start the fourth quarter with Dumpster, Eggert, Griffith, Roberson, and Pemberton. Blue Devils will inbound on the far sideline once the long media timeout comes to a close. Approaching the 9 o'clock hour on this Tuesday night. And we are ready for play. Dumpster inbounds it to Eggert. Guarded by Fleming. Far side, here is Jagriff. He is double-teamed far side. Jagriff called for a travel, and the ball back to Pasco. He was double-teamed far side by Fleming and Pitzer.
Take up, handle pressure, come on!
And the ball back to Pasco. Blue Devils unraveling a bit. Here's Fleming into the front court. Near side with the basketball is Cole. Near corner to Smith. Smith against Jagriff. Near side to Pitzer. Pitzer gets it up top for Fleming. Fleming between the rings, 15 seconds on the shot clock. Fleming on the dribble, a pick by Pitzer. Roberson stays with him. Gets it in the near corner. Here's a three on the way by Cole, and that one is good. And Pasco has taken the lead. The sixth three of the game for Pasco. Here is Eggert, far corner Jagriff, open for three. It's off the back of the rim, and the rebound off to Pasco. Pitzer on the near side to Fleming. 41-40 in favor of Pasco. 7:03 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Near side with the basketball is Cole. Cole between the rings to Valencia. On the near side to Cole. Cole, one dribble, hands it off to Fleming. Gets it up top to Pitzer. Far side to Smith. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Smith on the far side, Valencia. Pullback jumper over Eggert. Hits the top of the backboard, and the rebound off to Pemberton. Now to Micah Eggert. Good defensive possession there for the Blue Devils. Now let's see if they can follow it up at the offensive end. Far side, Pemberton with a basketball. Off for Micah Eggert. Eggert will drive. In the near corner, here's Dumpster for three. That's off the front of the rim, and the rebound off to Fleming. Here come the Bulldogs, leading 41-40. Out front, here is Smith. Off for Fleming. On the far side, it goes to Cole. Cole with a basketball. Stops. Pass inside on the alley-oop. Valencia lays the ball up and in. The Blue Devils right now in dire straits. 43-40 in favor of Pasco. Near side, Dumpster with a basketball. Into the lane. Bounce it in for Pemberton. The ball knocked away. It's taken by Valencia. Valencia to the other end. He is tied up by Jagriff. And they're going to call a held ball. I held my breath for a second. I thought they were going to call a foul, but they did not. Zip zone Conoco substitutions. Two for Pasco for the Blue Devils. Gabe Davenport checks in for Jacob Griffith. 43-40 Pasco with 5:42 left in the fourth quarter. Pasco with the basketball. The possession arrow a moment ago favoring the Pasco Bulldogs. Pasco in this half outscored the Blue Devils 26-11. Pasco by three, 43-40. Ball looped out front to Barraza, far side, look out. With the basketball is Sanchez. Sanchez on the dribble. He'll go into the lane, throw one up, and in. Throws up a two-handed scoop shot that finds the mark. And it's 45-40 in favor of Pasco. Here is Eggert into the front court. Stops in the lane, puts up a jumper. It's no good. Gets his own rebound. Gets it in the far, or near corner, I should say, to Davenport. Now to Cole Pemberton. Pemberton gets away from Smith, bounce it inside for Roberson. He lays the ball up and in. 45-42 Pasco. 5:07 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Here is Smith along the baseline. Puts it up, missed it. An air ball, and Eggert gets the rebound, and he is fouled by Valencia. Reach in foul on Valencia. The ball back to the Blue Devils with 5:02 to go. And a zip zone Conoco substitution. Derek Bingham checks in for Niall Dumpser. 45-42 in favor of Pasco. Blue Devils will inbound to the backcourt. Gabe Davenport. In for Derek Bingham. And now to Micah Eggert. Eggert hands it off to Roberson, driving near side, inside for Pemberton, who lays the ball up and in. Four in a row for the Blue Devils, 45-44. Pasco with 4:43 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Sanchez up top to Valencia, near side to Fleming. Fleming with a basketball. Now it's Barraza far side. Barraza will throw one up. Too hard off the glass, and the rebound to Pemberton, and now to Micah Eggert. Eggert front court against Valencia. Bounce it high post to Bingham. Bingham into the lane. Bingham against Barraza puts it up. Nobody is fouled. He is fouled in the lane by Barraza. Wahai underclassman to my right trying to get the Blue Devils fired up. 4:19 left in the fourth quarter. Derek Bingham at the free throw line. First free throw off the back of the rim. He missed it. Just the second attempt of the night for the Blue Devils. Zip zone Conoco substitutions. Cole and Mendoza are in. Barraza to the sideline along with Smith. Another free throw for Derek Bingham with 4:19 to go. It is up and it is good, and we're tied at 45. Blue Devils have scored the last 5 points. Near side, here's Fleming with a basketball against Eggert. Along the baseline, bounce it in the far corner. Here is Cole. Almost traveled, but no. Here is a long shot far side by Sanchez. That's way off the mark. Pemberton claimed the rebound. And now it is Micah Eggert in possession of the basketball. Your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Wahai 45, Pasco 45. Here is Roberson down in the low block. He is stripped by Valencia. Valencia will bounce it near side to Fleming. Fleming down the near side. Fleming will throw it up with the left hand. No, but they're going to call a foul on Micah Eggert. Blue Devils turn it over. And two free throws coming for Pasco at the other end. We have a timeout on the floor with 3:46 left in the final quarter. We're tied at 45, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KEGDC.
Hard work necessary. Long days and nights required. Weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The scoreboard update moments ago presented by our good friend Lawson Knight. Edward Jones, if you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call at 509-524-8277. Out of the timeout period, a free throw missed by Fleming. We remain tied at 45 with 3:46 to go in the fourth quarter. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. It's a brick off the back iron, and the ball taken by the Blue Devils. Eggert gets it in the front court, far side to Davenport. Davenport down low is double and triple teamed, and he is tied up down low, but first they have a timeout. A timeout called by the Blue Devils with 3:39 left in the final period. Blue Devils get a huge break as Fleming misses two free throws. Blue Devils in transition. Davenport wanting to score down in the low block, but he was double and triple teamed. And before he was tied up in the low block, a timeout called by the Blue Devils. We're tied at 45, and we will keep it here for the time being. The Blue Devils at the moment led by the 12 points of Kalama Roberson. Pasco led by the 15 points of Valencia. 45-45 is our score. The Blue Devils trying to snap a four-game losing streak and go into the postseason with some momentum. Early it was easy. 18-6 Blue Devils after one quarter. The teams played on even terms in the second quarter. Wahai went to the halftime locker room up 29-17. But Pasco heated up in the third quarter, outscoring the Blue Devils 21-11. And then in the fourth quarter, Pasco took a 45-40 lead. But the Blue Devils have scored the last 5 points. And out of the timeout period, 3:39 left in the final period. Blue Devils inbounding on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Ball into Pemberton. Now it is Eggert. Eggert in the far corner. Here's a three on the way by Dumpster. It's good! A Dumpster fire here in the fourth quarter gives the Blue Devils the lead. Niall Dumpster comes through from the deep far corner. 3:24 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Mendoza with a basketball for Pasco. Far side to Fleming. Fleming around a pick by Mendoza. He'll almost travel, get it on the near side to Pitzer. Lost the ball near side. It's recovered by Valencia. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Here is Pitzer up top. A long three on the way. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound off to Bingham. Bingham far side to Eggert. 3 minutes and counting left in the fourth quarter. 48-45, the Blue Devils. Between the rings, it is Bingham with a basketball. High post to Pemberton. Pemberton looking, 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 looking. One dribble. Far side to Eggert. Far corner, Bingham for three, and Derek shot is off the back of the rim. Rebound off to Pitzer. Far side, Valencia. Valencia into the front court. Far side, look out. A three on the way by Cole is good, and we're tied at 48. 2:32 and counting left in the final period. That breaks an 8-0 Blue Devil surge. Micah Eggert with a basketball. Off for Roberson. Roberson drives into the lane, throws up a little teardrop for two. Kalama Roberson with 14 in the game, 50-48, the Blue Devils, 2:13 left in the fourth. Timeout, Pasco. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
2:13 left in the fourth quarter. Welcome back to the Pasco High Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Wahai Blue Devils 50, the Pasco Bulldogs 48. Pasco in possession of the basketball. Here is Fleming. Fleming on the far side to Cole. Cole a couple of dribbles far side. Going to hand it off to Pitzer. Pitzer, high post to Valencia. Valencia into the lane. Short one over Eggert is off the back of the rim and through. They tie the game at 50. 1:48 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Eggert on the dribble against Valencia. Nice spin move far side. Still on the dribble is Eggert. Near side. Spin move. Gets into the lane. Off for Pemberton. Gets it up top for Dumpser. In the near corner here is Eggert for three. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds, they say, by the Blue Devils. And the ball back to Pasco. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Sanchez in for Pasco. He replaces Mendoza with 1:29 left in the final period. We're tied at 50. Fleming out of the backcourt on the dribble. Picked up by Kalama Roberson. Near side here is Valencia driving into the lane. Stops. Shot over Eggert. Air ball. Rebound off to Pemberton. Good defense that time by Micah. Micah with a basketball. 108 and counting left in the fourth quarter. We are tied at 50. Eggert on the far side. Roberson. Roberson drives on Fleming. Stops in the lane. Puts it up and in. And a foul called. Holy Toledo. Held my breath for a second thinking they might call an offensive foul the way the game has been going tonight, but no. Roberson comes through and he is fouled in the low block by Cole. His second, team's third of the quarter. The free throw by Roberson is around and off no good, and the rebound off to Pitzer. We're in the final minute of the fourth quarter, 52-50, the Blue Devils. Here is Fleming, lost the ball. They're going to call a reach-in foul. No! Had his pocket picked by Bingham, but they call a foul on the Blue Devils. Oh, what a tough break. 52 8/10 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. 52-50, the Blue Devils. Pasco inbounding on the near sideline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. The ball into Fleming. Fleming driving. Picked up far side by Pemberton. Still on the dribble is Fleming. Pemberton is on him. And a timeout called by Pasco with 41.4 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Wahigh 52, Pasco 50. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming, but hey, even if the weather stays chilly, L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilburella spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Trusted name in the valley, L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Pasco High School Gymnasium. Roy Nelaya coming to you from our Tallman Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. The Wahai Blue Devils hanging on, leading the Pasco Bulldogs 52-50. The Blue Devils have scored 12 of the last 17 points after falling behind early in the fourth quarter, 45-40. Wahai leading 52-50. 41 4/10 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Pasco to inbound, out of the timeout. Valencia far side, bouncing in for Fleming. Should have been over it back! There's no call! Got it in the front court, went into the back court. Another tough break. Here is Pitzer near side with a basketball. And a shot blocked out front! And they're going to call a foul again! 8 seconds on the shot clock. Valencia had his shot blocked. They call a foul on Derek Bingham. I cannot believe it. This is getting to be a joke. Oh, another bad break goes against the Blue Devils, and Valencia at the free throw line for three free throws. With 30.1 seconds to go. The first one is good. Good heavens. This one for the tie with 30.1 seconds to go. Oh, my goodness. Free throw. He missed it. Okay, boys, be strong on the rebound. Be strong. If there's a rebound, do everything you can to claim it. Another opportunity for a tie. Valencia's free throw. Missed it! Rebound deflected, taken by Valencia. Now it's up top to Fleming. A timeout called by Pasco with 27.3 seconds to go. Blue Devils cannot secure the rebound. The ball will be in the possession of Pasco. The Blue Devils leading 52-51, 27.3 seconds to go. And we will keep it here. Oh, my goodness. Adversity, adversity, and more adversity. The Blue Devils have been called for 16 fouls in the game. Pasco only 11. Pasco will inbound on the far sideline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. The shot clock is off. If they so choose, they could go for the final shot. Blue Devils got a huge break as Valencia missed two of three free throws but could not secure the rebound. Valencia will inbound on the far sideline. Into the backcourt to Fleming. Fleming far side on the dribble against Kalama Roberson. Fleming still on the dribble. 19 seconds. A pick by Sanchez. He'll drive into the lane. Look out, boys. Shot blocked! His left-handed lane was blocked. Hagert gets it on the near side to Dempster, and he is fouled by Pitzer with 8.8 seconds to go. Holy Toledo! A big defensive play by the Blue Devils. A foul at the other end on Pitzer. That is four in the quarter on Pasco. And the Blue Devils will inbound on the near sideline. Front court with 8.8 seconds to go. Derek Bingham to inbound. Ball bounced in for Roberson. Now to Bingham, and a pushing foul is going to be called with 7.1 seconds left. My word, that foul is called on Cole as he knocked Derek Bingham to the deck. That is three on Cole. Bingham at the free throw line for two. The first missed it. Another Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt to come for Derek Bingham. 7.1 seconds to go, 52-51, the Blue Devils. The free throw. Missed it. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds by Pasco with 6.5 seconds to go. Knocked out of bounds by Pitzer. And the Blue Devils ask for a timeout with 6.5 seconds left. 52-51, the Blue Devils, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta is your go-to spot for mouth-watering, thin-crust pizzas, delectable pastas, hearty sandwiches, fresh salads, and ice-cold beer, all prepared with love and served with a smile. We at Pappy's pride ourselves in offering delicious meals that bring families together at prices that won't break the bank. Our inviting atmosphere is perfect for a casual lunch or a cozy dinner, and with the best patio in town, dining al fresco has never been better. Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, 2555 East Isaacs, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
If tonight's game has proven anything, it's proof it is not easy to win on the road. The Wahigh Blue Devils, 52. The Pasco Bulldogs, 51. Out of the timeout, the Blue Devils will be inbounding on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. The Blue Devils in front court. We have 6.5 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Micah Eggert inbound. Bounce it in the near corner to Dumpster, and he is fouled immediately. That foul is called on Pitzer. His second. Niall Dumpster at the stripe. Two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws with 5.8 seconds to go. The first one is no good. Another attempt for Niall Dumpster. A chance to give the Blue Devils a two-point lead. The free throw is good. Ball inbounded in the backcourt to Cole. But first a timeout called by Pasco. A timeout called with 5.8 seconds to go. 53-51, the Blue Devils, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back in Pasco, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. 5.8 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. The Wahai Blue Devils 53, the Pasco Bulldogs 51. Pasco in possession of the basketball. They'll have to go the length of the court. Blue Devils with Bingham, Roberson, Pemberton, Eggert, and Dumpser out on the floor. Pitzer to inbound. Gets it on the near side to Fleming. And Fleming is fouled with 4.8 seconds to go. The Blue Devils had one foul to give. And Dumpser is called for the foul. And Pasco to inbound in front of our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location with 4.8 seconds left in the final period. Pitzer to inbound. Pitzer near side. Here is Valencia. Valencia stops. Shot near side. Short. And the rebound goes out of bounds to the Blue Devils with a half second to go. Valencia missing from the near wing. A half a second to go. Pemberton to inbound. He'll go the length of the floor. Did it go off Bingham? It went off Bingham. They're going to give the ball to Pasco. And if they rule that the ball is not touched, Pasco will get to inbound underneath their basket. The ball was tipped. Pasco should have to inbound in the backcourt, but they're going to give it to Pasco on the end line. Oh, you've got to be kidding. In front court, the ball was touched by Bingham. But a careless play on the part of the Blue Devils will give Pasco another opportunity with a half second left in the fourth quarter. Unbelievable. Oh, my gosh. Well, if they had to go the length of the court in a half a second, you'd think it'd be next to impossible, but they'll get the inbound underneath their basket as Colt Pemberton threw a pass for Bingham. The pass led him too far. I thought he got a piece of the ball, but the official said he didn't. So Pasco will get to inbound on its baseline with a half a second to go. I'm thinking an alley-oop or something of that sort. But the Blue Devils need to be careful and not foul. A half a second to go. 53-51, the Blue Devils. On one hand, you got to be careful. On the other hand, you can't let them have an easy one. Cole will inbound on the baseline with a half second left. Whistle sounds. Cole with the ball. Looks to get it in. Pass near side. They're going to call a foul! Fleming flops on the near side. They're calling a foul on Kalama Roberson. Oh, my God. And Fleming will go to the free throw line. A chance to tie the game. There is no time showing on the clock. The question is, should there be time on the clock at all? Oh, my God. They said they're putting 0.5 on the game clock. So the Blue Devils foul. Fleming on the near side, and he'll shoot two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Here's the first. Good. Now a chance to tie the game. With a half second to go. Fleming an opportunity to tie the game. Right-hander puts it up. And the free throw is good. And we're tied at 53. Pemberton inbounds to Eggert. We're going to overtime. We are tied at 53, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
The overtime period presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. A four-minute overtime period. Fleming making two free throws with a half second to go to tie the game at 53. The Blue Devils had the ball up 53-51 with a half second to go. A long down court pass. It was ruled that they did not touch the ball, so Pasco got the inbound underneath its own basket. Fleming, they say, was fouled near side. He made two free throws to tie the game. Blue Devils control the tip. Here is Bingham up top to Dumpster. Near side, here is Eggert. Micah Eggert with the basketball, guarded by Fleming. 13 on the shot clock. Near side, here is Roberson against Pitzer. He'll go in on Pitzer. He's cut off. Gets it up top to Dumpster. 7 on the shot clock. Dumpster lost the ball, recovered far side by Bingham. Bingham will force up a shot far side. It's an air ball, and the Blue Devils commit a shot clock violation on the first possession. The ball to Pasco. Here comes Fleming, guarded by Kalama Roberson. Near side to Pitzer, almost traveled. Far side to Cole. Now up top to Fleming. Fleming behind the back of the dribble. Far side to Valencia. Valencia top of the key, bounce it to Pitzer. Pitzer goes just inside the free throw line. Jumper off the glass and good. Missed it so bad he made it. 55-53 Pasco. We're inside of 3 minutes left in overtime. Eggert with a basketball. Far side, here is Roberson driving along the baseline. A foul is going to be called on Pitzer. Pitzer with the foul. Kalama Roberson to the free throw line. A couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Going to wipe off some perspiration underneath the basket. And now the free throws for Kalama Roberson. Blue Devils were 2-for-7 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. Free throw by Roberson. Missed it off the front of the rim. Blue Devils had one attempt from the free throw line through three quarters. As Roberson prepares for the second Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt, and that one is good. 55-54 Pasco, 2:46 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Fleming slowly out of the backcourt on the dribble. Picked up by Roberson. Near side, it goes to Valencia. Up top here is Sanchez. On the far side to Fleming. Between the rings to Pitzer. On the near side, Valencia. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Valencia will drive far side. Valencia muscles one up. They're going to call another foul as he flops. They block the shot, and the foul is called. Going to call it on Derek Bingham. Valencia at the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind attempts. Here is the first free throw by Valencia. It's good. Pasco by two, 56 to 54, 2:25 left in overtime. Another Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt for Valencia. It is up and it is in and out. He missed it. Rebound off to Roberson, kicked out of bounds by Pitzer. Looked like he went over the back, no foul called. Got it away from Roberson, then kicked it out of bounds, and the Blue Devils will get possession of the ball. 56-54 Pasco. Here is Eggert. Crosses the midcourt line. He's picked up by Cole. To the near side he comes. Hands it off for Dumpster. Dumpster out between the rings on the dribble. He will drive. He goes right by Cole, lays it up. No, but a foul is going to be called on Cole. So Cole commits the foul. That is his fourth. Niall Dumpster at the stripe. The free throw is good. 56-55 Pasco with 2:06 left in overtime. Another Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt for Dumpster. It's good, and we are tied at 56. Here is Fleming with a basketball. Fleming on the dribble. Fleming between the rings. Far side, here is Cole. Cole into the lane against Pemberton. Had it knocked away, recovers it. Far side to Pitzer. Near side, Valencia. Valencia will drive. He runs into Bingham. Goes down, no foul called. Here is Pemberton. After getting the loose ball, goes all the way, lays it up and missed it. But a follow by Robertson is good. Trailing the play. And the Blue Devils up 58-56 with 1:35 and counting left in overtime. Fleming with a basketball. And of officials' timeout called, some perspiration on the floor. It's taken care of, and Pasco will inbound on the far sideline front court with 1:29 to go. Of course, the sideline presented by Washington Trust Bank. The ball into Fleming. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Fleming with a basketball against Roberson. Far side look out. Cole for three. Missed it. Rebound off to Pitzer. Pitzer near side to Sanchez up top. Here is Fleming. Thought about a three, then does not take the shot. He's guarded by Roberson. He will drive near side, lays it up and in, and a foul call. They call a foul. They call a continuation. They're going to give the basket to Fleming, and a foul called. Another bad break goes against the Blue Devils, and Kalama Roberson has just fouled out of the ballgame. Fleming to the free throw line, looking to complete a three-point play and try to give Pasco the lead with 1:09 to go. Nate Allen will check in to the Blue Devil lineup. Just about every time a Pasco player drives in, flops a little bit, throws one up wildly, a foul is called, or so it seems. Fleming at the stripe. Free throw is good, and Pasco takes the lead, 59-58. 1:05 and counting left in overtime, and a timeout called by the Blue Devils with 1:04 left in the extra period. 59-58 Pasco, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back once again at Pasco High School. Roy Eliah coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil boys trailing the Pasco Bulldogs 59-58. Been a struggle the entire second half and here in the overtime. We have a minute and 4 seconds left in the extra session. Blue Devils to inbound on the far sideline, front court, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Derek Bingham to inbound. Hoops it in the backcourt for Micah Agard. Picked up by Valencia. Agard far side. Stops. Bounce it up front for Pemberton. Pemberton in the lane. Almost had it knocked away. Recovers it. It's double team. Gets it to Bingham on the far side. Spin move. Far side by Bingham. Loops it inside for Pemberton. And Pemberton is fouled by Valencia. 9 pass. Under pressure. And Colt Pemberton to the free throw line. A couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. First one is good. And we're tied at 59. 46 and a half seconds left in overtime. The second attempt misses the mark. Pitzer gets the rebound. Off to Fleming. We're tied at 59. 40 seconds and counting. No, 41.2. Clock stops. Romaine Smith asks for a timeout. We're tied at 59 with 41 and 2/10 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. When play is resumed, Pasco will have 26 seconds on the shot clock. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back at the Pasco High Gym, Roy Eliah coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Wahai Blue Devils, Pasco Bulldogs tied at 59 with 41 and 2/10 seconds remaining in overtime. Pasco to inbound on the far sideline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Sanchez to inbound. And here we go. Ball into Valencia. He is guarded by Derek Bingham. Valencia almost lost the ball. Recovers it at the top of the key. Will drive far side. Bounce it far side to Sanchez. Sanchez on the dribble against Niall Dumpser. Had the ball knocked away and out of bounds. Far side. And the ball will stay with Pasco. 13 seconds on the shot clock. 28.8 on the game clock. We're tied at 59. Sanchez to inbound on the baseline. Loops it up top for Cole. Cole far side, driving in, throws one up, and they're going to call a foul on Pemberton. They bail him out. And Cole to the stripe for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Absolutely absurd. And Cole at the stripe for two. Pemberton, good defense. Ball was forced up by Cole. But a foul call and the free throw up and good. 60-59 Pasco at 25 and 6/10 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. The next attempt for Cole. Bends the knees. Shot in the air. He missed it. And the rebound comes off to Derek Bingham. Blue Devils have a chance to win it. Shot clock is off. 20 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Here is Derek Bingham. Driving near side. Gets by Valencia and scores! 61-60, the Blue Devils. 10 seconds left in the fourth. Here is Cole with the basketball. He'll drive into the lane, throw it up and in. Blue Devils need to hurry. Here is Agard, gets it to Bingham, and time runs out, and Pasco wins. Cole driving all the way, scores. Blue Devils can't get a shot off at the end, and Pasco wins the game 62-61. We'll be back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS2 94.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy to good.
American Air Heating and Cooling was started by Walla Walla native Dan Reiner out of his garage in 2015. Ever since, American Air has enjoyed a booming rate of referrals from our customer base. Our American Air crew is the new generation, the new face of heating and cooling in our valley. We install high-quality, dependable, and efficient heating and air conditioning equipment. We are your one and only independent trained dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Pasco High School Gymnasium. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. The Wahigh Blue Devil boys, hearts broken. The Blue Devils had every chance to win this game tonight. And if it wasn't the Pasco Bulldogs hitting clutch shots, some other circumstances helped lead to the Blue Devil demise here tonight as the Blue Devils conclude the regular season in disappointing fashion with their fifth straight loss. Pasco defeats Wahigh by a final score of 62-61. And we welcome you now to our postgame show presented by our good friend and Big Blue booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. We'll begin with final statistics. They're presented by our good friends, Wahigh alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. The final scoring in the game for Pasco, Valencia with 19, Fleming with 13, Cole with 9, 2 for Barassa, 10 for Sanchez, 7 for Pitzer, and 2 for Smith. Pasco, 21 field goals in the game, 7 from long distance. Pasco, 13 of 24 from the free throw line. And Pasco was called for 18 personal fouls. For the Blue Devils, Kalama Roberson with 19 points. Micah Eggert with 7. 7 points for Derek Bingham, 6 for Gabe Davenport. 11 points for Colt Pemberton. And Niall Dumpser in tonight's game had 11 points. The Blue Devils with 25 field goals in the game, 5 from Bruce Reed territory. The Blue Devils contributing to their defeat here tonight by going just 6 for 14 from the free throw line. And the Blue Devils were called for 19 personal fouls. Our final statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahigh alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. We continue our Chevelle Construction postgame show with the recognition of our Eric Kimball, CPA Player of the Game. Kalama Roberson, 19 points in the game before fouling out of this contest. could easily give it to Gabe Davenport. He hit a couple of threes early, one in the first quarter, one in the second quarter, to give the Blue Devils a spark. Micah Eggert had seven in the first quarter of this game. I think we're going to give the award tonight to the Blue Devils' three double-figure scorers. Kalama Roberson, Colt Pemberton, Niall Dumpster. Kalama Roberson with 19, 11 points apiece for Colt Pemberton and Niall Dumpster. And for their efforts, we recognize each of these young men as our Eric Kimball CPA co-players of the game. Very disappointing end of the regular season. The Blue Devils will now look ahead, and more than likely the Blue Devils will have to go to Spokane on Thursday for a play-in game. But that remains to be seen. Kind of depends on what else happened in the Mid-Columbia Conference tonight. But the Blue Devils certainly did not do themselves any favors by losing this game here tonight. Chris Ferenz, Wahai Athletic Director in front of me. Chris, do you have any information of a preliminary kind? Okay, you did text me. Okay. Chris Ferenz saying that it's more than likely the Blue Devils will go on the road to Spokane as the number four seed from the MCC and play North Central on Thursday night. So both Wahai teams will be on the road for play-in games for the right to advance to the District 6 tournament, which starts this weekend. I appreciate the information very, very much. Kamiakin did win tonight. They defeated Southridge 61-43. And that certainly would have been most helpful to the Blue Devils. And the Kennewick Lions won as well. So the table was set for the Blue Devils to perhaps get into the number two spot in the MCC. But it simply was not meant to be, as the Blue Devils, well, quite frankly, give one away here tonight. They had every opportunity to win it and just flat did not win it here tonight. Tough, tough loss for the Blue Devils. As Pasco's boys celebrate senior night with a victory that they will remember for a long, long time. And that's going to do it for our post-game show. It was presented by our good friend and Big Blue booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. Well, we are still planning to carry the Wahai Girls Contest on Thursday night. That was our commitment to you in Blue Devil Nation. We will plan to carry the girls' game on Thursday night. The Wahai Blue Devil girls scheduled to take on Mount Spokane at 6 o'clock on Thursday night, a play-in game for the right to advance to the District 6 tournament, which starts this weekend. The loser of that contest, of course, will have its season come to an end. And the Wahai boys in a similar predicament. Per Chris Ferenz, it looks like the Blue Devils will have to go on the road to Spokane and play North Central in a play-in game to determine the number 8 seed into the District 6 tournament on the boys' side. So we are planning to carry the girls' game on Thursday up at Mount Spokane. 6 o'clock tip-off. We plan to take the air at 5:30 on Thursday night right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. Some thank yous to go out as we sign off this evening from Pasco High School. First, we want to thank all of the great people here at Pasco High School for affording us a Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. We also want to thank all of the great people in Walla Walla School District 140 for their support of our broadcast, including Superintendent Dr. Ben Guyan, Principal John Schumacher, and Athletic Director Chris Ferenz. Also want to thank our in-studio engineer Juliana Fazzari for a tremendous job at the controls. And, of course, want to thank all of our great sponsors who helped make these broadcasts possible. And we also want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to our Blue Devil basketball coverage on this Tuesday night. I'm Roy Elia reporting from the Pasco High School Gymnasium, telling you one final time, the Wahai Blue Devil girls conclude the regular season by defeating the Pasco Bulldogs, a final score of 51-41. But in the boys' contest that concluded just minutes ago, Pasco gets a last-second lay-in and defeats the Blue Devils by a final score of 62-61. It is now time for the baby boy of the late Elvita Elia to return you to the studios of your home for Blue Devil Radio, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC. And from the Pasco High School Gymnasium, I'm Roy Elia. wishing each and every one of you in Blue Devil Nation, in the words of my former broadcast partner, the late Bud Bowman, a very pleasant good evening.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of Wahigh Blue Devils basketball on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 on your FM dial. Join us again next time for Blue Devils Radio, right here on Walla Walla's KGDC.